And welcome to the Functionally Dysfunctional Show. This is Jeffrey Davis, your host, as always. And with me, as almost always,
dun-da-da!
Heather.
Heather.
What's up?
It's me.
It's me.
It's me. Not much. I'm just getting to go to California.
Getting ready. No. It's not 10 things I hate about you. How to lose a guy in 10 days. It's me.
No, that's from 10. Oh.
That's from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. I heard something different. Yes, it is.
You are fixing to go to California.
I am.
And you're super excited.
I am. It's good. I'm a complicated packer, though. I'm a complicated traveler. I'm a high maintenance traveler. I don't know how you put it.
Just
I got a lot of shit I need to
take. Just a high maintenance traveler?
Well, I'm a high maintenance person in general. And when you try to travel, then it's a whole different.
Travel well.
I've had quadrants like around my house, like for the whole week of like, okay. And it's tough because it's like when you have the comforts of your house that you're like, and you know, you and I have talked, we got a lot of chronic pain stuff.
Yeah.
You've got all your stuff that you use with that and ice packs and this and that. And it's just like my list of things that I'm packing starts to be like, well, I'm going to need that with me. And it starts growing and growing and growing. So
you can't take your 4-pound warmy.
No, I had to scale back and go, okay, which warmy am I taking? I'm taking a warmy.
If y'all have never discovered Relax Wraps.
Oh, yeah. Local too, right here in
Local to us here in Nashville, but they ship worldwide. And yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing
products.
Mama Sue will hook you up good.
She will.
Yeah, she will. Right here in Nashville.
Small business. Yeah. It's a bunch of different shaped things and fun prints.
Well, like a heart shaped one. They got one for your eyes and sinuses, but it's
one that you can
like
stick your hands and feet in. One that drapes over your neck and upper back.
You can use them for cold therapy, hot therapy.
Yeah,
but
they're
full of
flaxseed.
Yeah, and then that you can have scents added. Just their basic blend is really nice.
And they're a little expensive. Like the neck one is like.
It's just like $50.
$60. But if you don't scorch the seed,
yeah.
If you don't go too hot, too long in the microwave, it'll last
forever.
Forever.
Well, a long time. Yeah.
Till you wake up with flax seeds all over you because you got a hole in one of them. You ever done that?
Yeah, have that happen to you? Absolutely. I had this one day. I put it on my lap and I'm sitting there all getting snuggly because I just went like, oh, I want the warmie just on my, like I have, I keep my house cold. So like I want my house cold.
Mine
because
too.
I want my warmie on me all the time. So anyways, I put it down on my lap and I was hearing the sound and I'm like, what in the hell is that sound? And it was flax seeds from the hole that was pouring out onto the floor. I looked down on the flooring. I'm like, ah, shit. Anyways, hey, that could be like our advertisement right there. In
Mama Sue, folks at Relax Wrap.
Folks at Relax Wrap. They'll hook
shout
you
out.
In. Yeah.
Also a shout out. None of these are sponsored. We just like talking about good products.
Yeah.
Shout out to Love Handle. My new favorite phone grip.
Well, you know, you do the research and then I mooch off of all your knowledge. So
I got
one too.
I just activated a new phone this week, which I fucking hate the process of doing. But
I did that too.
Y'all got to check out, if you're looking for a good phone grip, Love Handle.
Yeah.
Also, American made company out of Texas, small company.
Yep.
And,
I mean, small company to the fact where didn't you have to call them for some customer service stuff? And like you spoke to the same person a couple of different times, called and they were like, really.
Yeah,
really,
very personal.
Great at customer service.
Yeah. So anyway. There's a couple cool American-made products, which is more and more important to me these days. Most of my life, it hasn't been that important to me, but it's more and more important to me.
Absolutely. And we'll see about your candles situation that you've just ordered, and we'll give a shout out there if it turns out that
another small American company. But
no,
we'll talk about that next. I'll talk about
get away from chemicals
after I test a few of them. I got two on the way, and one already arrived.
Okay,
so. We'll talk about those next time. If you're looking for candles, if you don't know, artificial fragrances are one of the worst things you can surround yourself with.
Endocrine disruptor.
They will fuck your hormones up and not kind of like a little bit, like a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about that next time.
So yeah, going to California and going to be interesting. At least this time, it's not having to wear a mask on the plane or else you don't fly. Which thank goodness last time I had my fakemask.com.
Oh yeah, you did.
Another company, fakemask.com. it was, and then like I said, I snacked my way across the United States.
Right?
So I had it down around my chin most of the time.
Are you going to wear your new t-shirts?
What new t-shirts?
The California-oriented one?
Oh.
Heather is born and raised in California.
I was born and
lived
raised
in Tennessee here for...
More years than I lived in California.
And tell them what your shirt says.
So it's a It's got the image of the state, and it says, "Don't California my Tennessee." Yes, I'm totally wearing
because we have a lot of California transplants here in Tennessee, in the free state of Tennessee. But
are we talking
out of the both sides of his mouth? Governor, is.
What double tongue Bill Lee? Or?
Yeah, double tongue Bill Lee. Man, he says one thing and kind of does another.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate when you. I voted for the guy.
I did too.
I voted for the guy because when he was talking about upholding ideas that and things that, like you said, keep Tennessee free, and I like that. And then so to hear him. Backtrack on that.
Yep, he has introduced something that a lot of people on the left are. I know Heather's doing her shirt like it's hot in here. That is one bad thing about sound treating a room is all of these acoustic panels soak up the sound waves hit them.
Yeah,
and energy can't be created or destroyed.
And you can't put a fan on.
No, because you'll hear it.
You'll hear that. So. It's getting hot but, in here.
No. So what happens in the sound panels is they absorb the sound waves and they release back heat waves.
That's
why it gets a little warm in here when we podcast.
Okay. How did I know that rather than just go, it's warm in here, you're going to give the exact sign? Well, okay, Bill Nye.
I looked it up one day because I'm like, why the fuck does it get so hot in here when we're podcasting? Yeah. Or when I'm gaming because I'm, you know, I stream video games and I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking... Why is it getting hotter in here? And that's the answer. You don't know until you look it up, and then you do know.
Right.
But no, so Bill Lee is proposing after, you know, and the shitty thing is I like what you called it the other day. We talked about the Covenant school shooting a couple weeks ago, but that's not what it was. What'd you say you're going to call it? The Covenant school hate crime.
Oh, yeah, because it was a hate crime.
Because it was a hate crime.
Which is why they are not releasing it. It's been requested. We'll see. There's
the manifesto.
There's been a manifesto currently, by the legislature saying, okay, so here's what's going down. Bill Lee, they ended their session. Bill Lee is calling a special thing, I think it's August 21st, that they're going to come together on Tennesseans are demanding measures be taken for this, you know, because everybody's riled up emotionally about the fact that it finally came to the doorsteps right here in Nashville.
And they're exploiting the loss of life of those four children.
Yes.
Or six children, four children, whatever it was, to push gun control.
Exactly.
And Republican Governor Bill Lee, talking out of both sides of his mouth, has now put forth and called for red flag laws.
Yeah, but he's not calling it that.
No, he's not. He's calling it, what's he calling it? He's calling it... a temporary mental health order of protection, and it's a red flag law.
Yeah,
and
so do you have handy there exactly what is the definition of red flag laws as far as when the implementation of those would happen? What is a red flag law? I don't know that I knew the details of it until recently.
Well, a red flag law is when it's basically exactly what happened to the Jews in Nazi Germany is it's turning neighbor against neighbor. So that means someone could.
So wait a minute. It's going further than what you might think of. Oh, we need more background checks of mentally disturbed people, blah, blah. It's turning it into, go Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's turning it into, well, so part of a red flag law can include more things involved, more robust background checks. But the big thing is that somebody is reported to be a threat to themselves or society, and they have a gun, right? Yeah. And you can call a hotline and you can say, hey, so-and-so's got a gun, and I feel, and they're talking in a way that sounds extremist.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. And they're at your door.
And they're at your door. And your gun and probably you are forcibly detained against your will.
Right.
For now, that's on the extreme side of things, but this is an extreme issue.
Well, and if you think that, oh God, you've got some people that might immediately go into it. Oh my gosh, okay, when is that going to happen? It happened during COVID.
Yeah.
I just was talking to a guy, a doctor that I'm going to currently, and he was talking about he recently left a practice that he was at and kind of started his own thing. And he said that during all of that, he was out on the back deck in the fresh air in between patients, took his mask off because he was like, you know, I'm in between patients and I'm out in nature. He got reported.
Wow.
Somebody called and reported him because he was out of his mask. And it's like, we had the perfect training ground for that to happen during COVID. That was happening. You could call and you could narc on your neighbors, basically. Yep. So let's enter someone like the gray man himself. Not.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, somebody could go, oh my gosh, Jeffrey, he wears that, you know, I don't like that you have a flag on your shirt.
Right.
You're a little too patriotic for my taste. I don't like your flag out front in your yard. You're one of those MAGA people, probably. You're an extremist just because you're sporting the American pride.
Right.
Oh, and I know you have guns.
Right.
That makes me nervous. And then that's what we're talking. It can go into crazy town with that kind of stuff.
So let me read right from this. On April 25th, 2023, Governor Lee spoke with Matt Murphy of Nashville 99.7 FM regarding his insistence of the passage of a red flag law, which he does not call it that. This is from TFA, TennesseeFirearms.com.
Double-tongued Bill Lee, because he's also not being honest.
And we're talking about things that are happening here in Tennessee, but this is, we're talking about red flag laws as a whole as well.
And there are other states that already have those.
I believe there's 19.
Okay. And what's crime like there?
Well, yeah, if red flag laws worked, then red flag laws would be working.
Yeah.
And they don't.
And they're not.
You know, the places with the strictest gun control have the highest violent crime rates.
Wow.
Because everyone's a soft target.
Yeah.
Although the audio is attached, so one of his primary objectives with red flag law is to find a way to protect the public from those who are a danger to the public by not letting those individuals have access to firearms. He claims that his proposed law is based on an existing law that allows government to take away firearms from a person who is a threat to his wife in a domestic relationship, and the government should have that same power with respect to anyone that is a threat to the public. I'm not familiar with that law, so I can't comment on that. He claims that allowing law enforcement to, quote, bring the issue forward in a court hearing, that there has to be a court hearing, that there has to be a court-ordered mental health evaluation that shows the person to be a suicide or homicide risk, and a judge has to determine that there is no alternative treatment path for the person. That court can then enter a, quote, order of protection, which allows the government to take away the individual's firearms. He claims the order of protection is short, 180 days.
Who's picking up the tab for all this attorney stuff?
Extended, I would imagine you are. Huh. The person. He claims that this is what Tennesseans want to see happen to protect the public from the people who are a threat. And there it is. There's the fear. The people that are a threat. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. Guns are not the problem. People are the problem.
Right.
So somebody would use that to go, well, that's what he's trying to do. Remove the deal with the mental health aspect of it. But you can't just take shit away, because the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right.
It doesn't say from who it shall not be infringed on. And the problem that I have with red flag laws and other quote unquote common sense gun control is what they represent. They're a stepping stone.
Yes.
And that's the problem for me.
For a broader, like the long game. They're playing a long game in it.
And I don't understand how, and so let me explain how. So what happens is you put forth a red flag law, okay? That doesn't stop crime. We know it doesn't stop crime. It hasn't stopped crime in everywhere that red flag laws are in place.
Well, first of all, Chicago and New York are places that have red flag laws.
Right.
And
Florida has red flag laws, as a matter of fact, which is kind of odd.
Really?
It's only been used like 6,000 times, which I say only, that's kind of a lot. But you look at like the gay club shooting there last year.
Right.
You know, didn't stop that.
Right.
Right. They don't work. And so what you do is you put forth this red flag law and it passes and everyone goes, oh, yay, hurrah, hurrah, we're going to have less crime. And then less crime doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay, well, well, what good are red flag? Well, red flag laws don't really work unless we know where the guns are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I know. Let's get a gun registry. Let's pass a mandatory gun registry, right? Because then we'll know who we need to enact the red flag order
ding,
on.
And ding, the people that are responsible gun owners who would sign up for that because, okay, I got to register my thing. The bad guys who are the criminals out doing the shit with their guns are not going to legally register their stuff.
And so, okay, so now we have a national gun or a state gun registry. Okay, well, what's the next step?
On all the responsible gun owners.
On all the responsible gun owners.
Draw that line there.
And then, okay, so now we have, oh, well, that didn't stop anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now we're going to have to do a mental health evaluation before you can even buy a gun. Or right. if you are on the gun registry and you have a gun, well, you're going to have to go through a mandatory mental health evaluation, right? And when nothing stops crime, mm-hmm. stops gun-related violence, then the end step is take the guns.
Right.
And
– right.
That'll never happen.
That's a super slippery slope yeah. because I always go back to this. I'm sure I've mentioned this before on the thing, but on the podcast. But, you know, back when I was changing some health insurance stuff, and you have to write down what you've been on or different things, you know, with your medical stuff. And it's like, okay, I've had to be on was prescribed years ago when I was having some real bad anxiety stuff. I was prescribed a medication. That is one of those trigger medications
oh, yeah.
that's like, oh, big bad medication. Well, so they wanted to raise I got a letter from the insurance company saying, due to Heather's oh God, I was so pissed off. I called them, I fought it, and they worked the rate because I said, you are targeting me as I'm some whack job because this is a prescribed. Did you guys even take time to look at how I wrote down how I take it?
Yeah.
What quantity I take it, how often? She goes, no, we don't look at any of that. All we look at is that, boom, you've checked that you're on this medication. And I'm like, that's bullshit. I'm yep. on the lowest dose when I have to take it, and I quarter the thing. I don't right. even take a whole tablet. I take the tiniest little bit to take the edge off. Now I've learned different ways that I manage, and I don't right. even take the stuff anymore. But that's what we're talking about as far as they would look and go, you've checked the box that you've been on that, and then it could possibly get to where, well, you can't even own a gun.
Right.
Because you've been on that.
Exactly.
And that's, well, the more, I'm telling you, the more you give government a control in your life, and it may not be something right now that you don't give a shit about guns and protecting yourself or whatever, but you wait till it comes to your door on
yes.
something that you value and hold just really important in your life. And then, and you don't think it's going to go that way? Yeah, it can.
Yeah, we're the freest country in the world. Because of the reason, and the sole reason is because we do have the ability to fight back against our government should it become tyrannical, and I believe that it is becoming tyrannical.
Right.
But to the problem for me, so red flag laws and quote unquote common sense gun control, that's a play that's an appeal to logic, right? And you say things like, well, it's just common sense, it's just logical. And it's preying on people's goodness, because a good person would go, well, yeah, I that makes sense, right? I wouldn't want somebody that has mental problems to own a gun. We need to get them the care they need, right?
Right.
But that's not how it's going to be used. It's not how it's used wherever it is in use.
Right.
And it's what it represents in that slippery slope of, because it won't work. So what do you have to do? You have to continue down that slippery slope.
Right.
And it only leads one place.
So let's go back to the shooting in Tennessee, the Covenant shooting. Here you have this girl who's a very confused individual. She thinks she's a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start there. She's got some mental issues just with the fact that she
sure.
thinks she's a dude. She's got a lot of baggage on her already because she's been probably forced to do some counseling, which is why she targeted that school.
Right.
And the pastor who was counseling her. So you've got a lot of this stuff going on. And here's how you know that this is a problem. Because rather than look at that situation and release the stuff of what this girl was thinking and how, oh my gosh, let's look at this person that was really messed up, to have somebody that would take that thing just laying there and pick it up and go use it in that way.
Right.
Let's look at how disturbed she was. Oh, no. You're a problem if you talk about the person who did the shooting in any way. It's the gun's fault.
And nobody on the left has even condemned that bitch.
No. It immediately gets turned back on, well, if you think different than the way we think, clearly you just
yeah.
want kids to be dying left and right.
And I was in a Instagram comment exchange with somebody a couple days ago, and I forgot I made the comment because the post was like 4 weeks old, and this person came back and said, so you just want to have our children murdered. And I was like, whoa. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Like,
I think you showed me that. Wasn't this the one where you had explained all about
what we're talking about, red flag laws.
All about why you didn't think red flags law. And so then she makes that comment.
And she makes that comment. And I had also in that comment put something. I'll drop a link in the show notes to that post if anybody wants to check it out in long form. But I had dropped the data we talked about a couple weeks ago about actual gun-related homicide, actual data. In this country, and it's on average about 15,000 gun-related homicides a year.
Okay,
that's
even with all the mass shootings.
Yes, they're okay. and 1% of those 15,000 are a quote unquote mass shooting.
Okay,
and just in case you didn't listen to that episode, and you should, why haven't you? I mean, damn. But just in case you haven't listened to that episode, a mass shooting is defined by four or more people shot and killed.
Okay,
so which I think is a stupid definition for a mass shooting, because, and we talked about that in that two episodes ago, but so I had dropped the data that 15,000 people and only about 200 of those are with rifles of any caliber.
Okay,
most of them are with handguns.
Pistols, yeah.
And 90% of those 15,000 are in inner cities, and it's gang related or it's black on black crime.
Yeah,
most of them. And so when you strip away, so there are problems, but they're not guns. They're socioeconomic problems.
Yeah.
There are slums and ghettos and poverty and the broken homes and the things that make those young men normally turn to violence, right, and gangs that get them involved in drive-bys and drug deals and rivalries and my block's better than your block and so on and so forth. There are, right, lots of problems. But guns aren't one of them. And people say, well, so this lady, well, you just want our children to die. And I said, well, I can't believe you would make that kind of a claim.
You jumped to that. Yeah.
And I said, so let me ask you, are you pro-life or pro-choice? And she replies back, pro-choice, baby, all the way. And I said, well, then I would argue that you are more in favor of murdering children than I am.
So that's not looked as the same.
And I found so I didn't know how many abortions there were on a year-to-year basis in this country.
Okay.
So here you have the left screaming about, and Bill Lee here.
He
claims this is what this red flag law is, what Tennesseans want to happen to protect the public from people who are a threat. This is what Tennesseans want, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Direct quote. Because that's who screams the loudest.
Yeah.
The left screams the loudest. They're the squeaky wheel. Yeah. I'd be willing to bet most of Tennessee does not want that.
Right.
But for some reason, the right doesn't scream very loud.
Yeah.
And we talked about that recently also. But so anyway, back to the abortion. And I go and I look it up. And in 2020, there were 900,000 abortions in this country.
930,000.
I was just rounding the nearest 100,000. Oh. But
well, 30,000 is
930,000 abortions in this, almost a million.
Yeah.
So how can you?
And you're gonna cry and whine about your right to govern to whatever on your body while you're murdering. But see, they don't see it the same because it's just a fetus.
Play, pull that Bill Burr clip up.
Okay.
Hopefully, it's still pulled up. But yeah, so I put that number on, and she goes, she said something completely unrelated, and I'm like, what? You're accusing me of not of wanting to murder children, and I've said nothing of the sort.
Right.
But yet you say you want to protect them, but you're okay with murdering 900,000 babies a year.
That's a big number. That's shocking.
I thought it would be, my high estimate was 100,000 when I was looking it up. I was shocked to see 900.
That whole conversation goes back to me also. Well, you know why that number's so high? That, you know, they want to always play on the emotions of, there's all these women that are, they have a problem or a complication in their pregnancy, and they're going to die if they don't get the right to go and have the baby terminated and da da da. And oh, there's what about the ones that were raped and all of this, and then they would have to carry the baby. You know what? I don't know the breakdown, but I kind of know. It is damn well not from those circumstances driving that abortion.
Oh, I bet there's nowhere near a majority
percentage
of that.
Oopsie, forgot to use protection this week, and you know,
yep.
had a whole bunch of sex and unprotected sex. And then now I'm pregnant. I had watched this show years ago and a couple years ago it was on. And it was this one lady, this girl that had to go get an abortion. And she went there and there was this woman there and she had been there, I think like six times before, the woman said. And basically she would use it as and get pregnant and then she'd go get it aborted. And I'm like, that is your number right there that's driving in the country. And then you're going to cry to me about, oh, the children getting killed. And yes, it is. It's awful.
But absolutely.
Don't play on emotions for taking away my right to protect myself in a way that I'm not a mentally disturbed person. I'm not going to go pick up a weapon and use it in that way.
Right. You don't exploit that. That's the ultimate insult as you pull that up. That's the ultimate insult is that you're exploiting the loss of innocent life.
Right.
To further a political agenda.
Yeah. So, but again, their idea, and this is where we're going to jump right into this little clip of Bill Burr. He's live at Red Rocks, and he put it really, like, if you just take a moment to see how he puts it, it's going to make a lot of sense. But yeah, they think, oh, it's just a fetus, and it's not an actual human life baby to them.
So to that point, play the clip.
Okay.
It's not a baby yet. That's what they say, which may or may not be true. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you, my gut tells me that doesn't make sense. It's not a baby yet. That would be like if I was making a cake and I poured some batter in a pan and I put it in the oven and then 5 minutes later you came by and you grabbed the pan, you threw it across the floor. And I went, what the fuck, you just ruined my birthday cake. And then you were like, well, that wasn't a cake yet. It's like, well, it would have been. If you didn't do what you just did, there would have been a cake in 50 minutes. Something happened to that cake, you cake murdering son of a bitch. Right? Now, before all you pro-life people get excited, I think it's great you're killing your babies. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Help Mother Nature out. There's too many of us. It's been 100...
I forget where he goes from there.
He goes on to... He pulls a bait and switch on him, and he's a pretty... card-carrying hyper-liberal, but even he is saying...
The logic of it is,
look...
If you would have left it alone...
It wasn't a cake yet. Well, if you wouldn't have done what you just did, it would have been.
Right. And, you know, I would say I'm very much pro-life. I think that's a baby. That is an absolute baby. Now, I think, is it a conversation of if you do have those extreme things where... You have a mother's life, you have the baby's life. I've always also been, if you have two that are in a dire straits, you save the mama. That's just my belief on that. If she came first, you save the mama. If it's down to, oh gosh, only one of them's going
to
live.
Yeah, if you had to make that choice,
you save the mom. I think there are other difficult things which would be really super difficult to think about. If you were raped, if you had some tragic thing happened like that, and then you have to carry a baby. You have some women that might be a little stronger to deal with that and say, it's okay, it's a human life, I'm going to give it up for adoption. I'm not going to keep it, whatever. You have others that could be very mentally disturbed by every time they felt that move. Maybe they're reacting, you know, reenacting what happened. I don't know. I believe there are circumstances where it's tough because those are tough circumstances, but it still comes back to the act is the act.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's like, damn, what do you know what I mean? It's like
a lot of bad shit happens to good people that leaves a lifelong of trauma.
Right.
And mental things to work through and emotional things to work through. It doesn't mean that you like aborting the baby because you got raped doesn't mean the rape didn't happen.
Right.
So
right.
It's not like it undoes the atrocity that was committed on you.
Right.
So why commit another atrocity?
That's true. That's a good point. Well, and then you take that look. I was just sitting here thinking about looking in the way of the shootings. You've got a traumatic something that happened to people that they're going to live the rest of their life with.
Yeah.
You know, now you've got some people at certain schools that it happens. They've talked about like, well, they're going to tear down the school and build something. It doesn't. You can do all of that. It doesn't change the fact that event happened, and each individual is going to have to work through that, how they work through that.
Right.
But anyways, so you leave it alone, and so she's trying to correlate, I don't know, this whole connection with getting the emotions involved in the gun control stuff on. It's going to hurt our children. But yet at the same time, you can't see that that relates the same to aborting babies.
She didn't.
And she didn't, yeah.
Which shocked me.
Right.
And I don't know how you can, but I don't know why it shocked me, because the same person that's bitching and the same people that are bitching about gun control to protect our kids are willing to have drag queens do, you know, throw their dicks in their faces at story hour.
Yeah.
And that's not a joke.
No, I remember the neon sign at the one thing I saw in Texas back when this whole conversation got started. And the neon sign in the picture where the little kids are sitting there right with the drag queens is, it's not going to lick itself.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck?
And look, I don't have a fucking problem with drag queens.
Yeah.
I mean, go fly your freak fly your freak flag. Do what you do.
At your cabaret type performance for adults.
I don't give a shit if you walk down the street and drag, but when you sexualize it, now we're talking about something different.
Yeah.
Right? Because no one's calling for stripper story hour. Right? I mean, no one's calling.
Can you imagine hanging off the pole?
See, but that's
the pole dancer hour.
But that's what the drag queens are doing to these kids.
Right.
If they're like, it's not just someone in drag.
Right.
It's someone doing a sexualized cabaret style dance and suggestive motions and gestures and signs to children.
Again, how they wanted to.
But that's supposed to be okay.
No, but here's where they were. They said that was, you misinterpreted that it's just drag is drag, and it's, see, they wanted to stay away from, the left wanted to stay away from the whole thing of it being sexualized.
Sexualized.
Thank you. And they don't think of that as the same. So they'll say things like, well, at one time Governor Bill Lee dressed up as a woman. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about Mrs. Doubtfire dressing up like
right.
that. We're not talking about that. The issue is when you bring, and hell, we saw videos. I wish we could have that video. I have to find it somewhere on my phone. Of the actual drag queen in drag saying, absolutely not. Children have no business around what we do.
Dude's in drag, performs in a cabaret show, and he's saying absolutely not.
He's like, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes of all of that, he's like, no. And so, you know, it's just, it's interesting. So,
and hell, well, you went with me. We've been to a drag show with a former... former friend of mine. I don't even know he's still around. If he is, Steve Griner, what's up if you're listening, buddy? He went by the drag name of Madeline J. McCray.
I remember that.
We went to some gay club that he was doing a show at. And
I don't remember that being like super sexualized, though.
No, he wore... when I first saw him in drag for the first time, I was like, dude, where did your tits come from? He's like, tape, honey.
Oh my gosh. Or I think of, like, you know, that movie.
But he was in some like evening gown kind of thing, and like he just sang, and it wasn't a sexualized. It was a great show.
It's a cabaret style type show,
but not a sexualized one.
Exactly.
He's a great show.
Well, because you know what I think was happening is because this is coming along on the heels, not the heels, but kind of simultaneously of the whole transgender thing, about the push for making all of this normal.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, all of this stuff normal. But anyways, how did we get off that on back to...
Well, we're talking about how... we're talking about how the squeaky wheel left, I call them.
Yeah.
You know, they scream and they cry about, you know, and they use and exploit the loss of life, specifically children's lives, to advance gun agendas when guns aren't the problem.
Right.
While simultaneously turning around and being okay with murdering of hundreds of thousands of children, or what would be children, in a few short months, you know, but all of a sudden it's my body, my choice. Okay, well, if that's true, then how do you feel, person that might be pissed off at us talking about this shit right now? How do you feel about a woman's right to do crystal meth while she's pregnant, or drink, or smoke?
Oh, hold on.
Is it her body, her choice? You okay with that?
Yeah, they're not going to be okay with that, because you think about, you can't have a glass of wine, you can't do this, you can't do that with, you know, while you're pregnant.
Why not? Because it's dangerous for the baby.
It's dangerous for the baby.
I mean, like, it's such a double talk.
Right.
And such a disconnect, and such a degree of cognitive dissonance that I cannot which is not from lack of trying, that I cannot wrap my head around.
Right.
If you don't know what cognitive dissonance means, it means that you believe what you believe regardless of any amount of overwhelming information to the contrary.
Right.
And you refuse to accept it.
Right. Well, now, I saw this last night. I had this saved to show you. We could play it real quick. It's a Joe Rogan clip. He's talking with Russell Brand.
Yeah, go ahead.
And actually is talking exactly about that. Hang on, let me...
We didn't even plan that.
We didn't plan it. Let me... And I'm hopefully it's... I'm thinking that this is the correct thing.
Wait, it's okay.
Wait.
Somebody crazy. You killed 60,000 people with your company. Your company makes peanut butter. And that peanut butter killed 60,000 people. They'd be like, you got to stop making peanut butter. But with the drug companies, they're like, oh,
this
your
the wrong
experimental
one.
Drug yeah. where you lied about all the
I'm
tests killed.
That's the wrong one.
You killed 60,000.
Instagram, damn it. I had it pulled up. Dang it. Anyways, it was talking about that, though, about all the things that women can't do when they're pregnant.
Well, here, pull it back. Shit, my bad.
That's not the right one.
Pull it back up.
It's not the right one. No, I'm going to go and I'm going to read you this really quick because we're going to get back to the gun shit. We're going to get back to the gun stuff. My glasses got stuck in my headphones.
Heather swung her mouth in a circle around her mic as she was fighting with her glasses.
I was. Okay, so this was posted recently by a woman who is trying to say, hey, we're your average Tennessean gun owner, whatever, and here's what we believe. I'm going to read you really quick what she says about this. I'm not going to say any names or anything. I'm just going to say she included pictures of her kids dressed in ammo and them out, you know, hunting and things like that. She says, we are lifelong Tennesseans, born and raised in Nashville and a family of hunters. Our boy has had his lifetime Tennessee hunting license from birth, and we have taught gun safety from a very early age. My one rule, we have to eat what we hunt, and our favorite fall meal is homemade duck gumbo. Okay, pause right here. We're not talking about hunting, honey.
No.
We're not talking about, in the people that are trying to say, absolutely not on red flag laws, absolutely you're not coming for the, because it's our right to bear arms.
Shall not be infringed.
We're not talking about the hunters.
No.
Okay? So she says, I am sharing this because we are not, all caps, afraid of an extra background check or ERPO. I don't know what that is.
That's the, I know PO means protection order, which is the rhetoric that Bill Lee used.
Okay, okay.
I forget what the ER stands for.
And every single person we've spoken with who hunts or owns guns is in full agreement. Well, you haven't spoken to me, honey. And I'm not in agreement with it. She says, why? Because we all know it doesn't affect us at all caps, or strip any rights from responsible gun ownership. She is in la-la land, is what she is. Because if enough people were to look at her and go, hey, we don't like the fact that you've got... All it would take is somebody to get their panties in a wad about the fact that they don't like them, that they have guns.
Yep.
And then now that they go in and all the guns are being confiscated and you're a legal situation...
Right.
So then she says, so here's what the left, and here's what we're talking about, where we're saying the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you, too, are a responsible gun owner, please take a moment to let our leaders know this and tell them you support Governor Lee's proposal. Well, thanks, honey. I'm going to go in the direct opposite, and I'm going to tell Governor Lee I absolutely, as a responsible gun owner, do not support your thing. Anyway, she says an email or call can take less than 5 minutes. You can find your representatives at contactmypolitician.com.
Which I just signed up for when you were telling me about that. Earlier, before we started recording here.
Right.
And it's a pretty cool website that...
It's supposed to be nonpartisan.
And you do have to sign up for it, but it's...
Is it free?
It's free. I don't see any kind of a pay structure like, oh, before you can do this, you have to join our premium membership.
Yeah.
I don't see anything like that. So it's neat. You put in your information, your address, and you can do even like a profile picture. And apparently, I haven't explored it very much, but it looks like you can... contact your representatives or your local officials. You could
request for them to actually give you a response.
Yes, what you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, kind of take some action there. And
and
I think that's what needs to be done from people that are on the other side of the hyper left argument, right? And I don't consider myself hyper right. I'm like a right-leaning libertarian.
Yeah.
But It's not, I think you have to fight with your votes and with your dollars, but what I'm scared of, and it is a fear, is that the squeaky wheel left, which is, is going, that's what's going to get the grease.
Well, whether, right? whether you know it or not, I'm speaking here locally in Nashville, Tennessee. Since this has come out with Governor Bill Lee's thing, and then it got pushed, you know, to August 21st. But they have already had, they're organized to where they call on down at Legislative Plaza to have to bring your signs, bring your small children with the shirts that say, uh-huh. you know, protect our children, not guns. And the left is organized in making sure their voices are being heard. So Tennesseans, if you do not want a red flag law, if you want to let Governor Bill Lee know, absolutely not. This is, you're going back on what you said when we voted for you.
Right.
And if guns and then the assault, like you were telling me yesterday, the Columbine shooting years ago.
Yep.
That was during the assault
during
ban.
During the assault weapons ban, yep.
Weapons ban. And it's like, so if that ban worked.
Which nobody wants to talk about.
Why did that mass shooting happen?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just like, So anyways, the point is they are being loud. And if that is all that is represented all summer long down at the Capitol show, hey, look, we want this to go through. And so anyways, last I heard, the House Republicans said, we want that manifesto to be released. We need to know the mindset of the person
right.
who did that shooting. And what they're going to find is it was a freaking hate crime.
But nobody wants to call it that, right? And it's not a hate crime if it's against white people or Christians. And I'm not a Christian, so, you know, I don't have any love for that. But I think if you attack a group of people, it doesn't fucking matter what their commonality is, whether it be because they're black or they're Hispanic or they're Christian or they're Muslim or whatever. If you attack people because of who they are or what they believe, that's a fucking hate crime.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to call it that if it's against white people or Christians.
Us having a conversation about the transgenderism, you know, thing that's going on, that's not me hating whatever. I'm saying,
do you do you?
You
I don't
do
give a
you
shit.
When you get to an age where you can go make those decisions for yourself and you're cognitively ready to do that. But you don't do it to little children day want to dress up as this or that. And then all of a sudden you start supporting that child and pushing them in the direction of, we're going to make you into what you weren't born as.
No, my mother did Mary Kay when I was a kid. And after she'd have some her little demonstration things, you know, my twin sister and I would get in there and play with the fucking makeup. Does that mean I was really a little girl?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was playing the fucking makeup.
You're playing the makeup, yeah. So, you know,
you know, I actually was once a man trapped in a woman's body.
Oh, really?
And then I was born.
And then you were born. Yes, indeed. So this isn't the same. We're not talking like...
No, fuck no.
Talking against transgender isn't like, I hate that group of people. Do you? But you crossed the line when you fucking came after kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you crossed the line when you tried to say that I'm the homophobe or the whatever names you want to say because I'm not on board with... You know, tuckable swimsuits at Target now, where you got the little girl swimsuit that has, you can tuck your parts in because you're actually a dude.
Where there's an entire pride section.
That goes to last week's episode where boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
I love that clip from Kindergarten Cop. I bet they will never air that movie on TV ever again.
Probably not.
For that line alone, or they'll cut it out.
Anyways, so Tennesseans, I guess maybe wrap it up with the thing of going, hey, this red flag law thing, don't be distracted by the verbiage that double tongue Bill Lee is using.
No.
Because if this went through, you know, you take it.
It's
a slippery slope. You work that out into your neighbors. And then you said at the beginning of the podcast, you know, it's what Nazis, that's what they did with that is get your neighbors to go against neighbors.
Yeah. Because if anyone comes knocking at your door from the government to confiscate your guns, that's never going to happen. The people are going to organize and it's going to be full scale armed revolution. But if your neighbors turn you in, whole different story. That's how 6 million Jews got rounded up.
Right.
And
so
because their neighbors turned them in.
And you know, something to be aware of as far as like, how do you organize? Well, you know, maybe just log on to what we've told you about here. Contact mypolitician.com and start making voices heard. I mean, I think the idea of going down with signs and doing that, I mean, if they've got something on the left doing that, you know, the worst thing you can do is come together and get into a big mob mentality.
I agree totally. Brawl.
But we got to start making voices heard for sure.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
Well, it's been a hot one. It's been a heat. It's been an excited one today.
It has. It's cooled off.
And I like it.
I like it too.
But feel free to check us out on the socials. We're at Funk Dysfunk Show everywhere. TikTok, Insta, Twitter. Working on getting access back to the Facebook page, but I'm kind of over Facebook anyway. Whatever.
Right.
yeah, hit us up, functionistfunctionalshow@gmail.com, and
contact mypolitician.com. All right.
Exactly. Smile, be kind, and don't punch anyone in the face unless they deserve it. Peace. Holla.